solstice. Gather round the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Seeing the world through the eyes of an artist is a treat, and when that artist is fascinating, fun, unique, beautiful, and kind, it's almost hard to believe we are lucky enough to spend time with her and call her a friend. Join the witches this week as they have a cauldron side chat with the official Good Witch, Bad Witch photographer, Amber Braxton. And now, Daryl, Lisa, and Shelley.
Hey, witches, guess what day it is?
Ooh, let's take a guess.
Well, it's Witchy Wednesday.
It is,
all
right.
That's why we're all here. We're gathered around the cauldron to talk about some shit. Ooh. And if you haven't been here before, we're a podcast. And if you just found us randomly looking for something else, that's weird.
Yeah. That is weird. But thank you.
Thank you. So we're called Good Witch, Bad Witch, and I am the year Good Witch, Shelley Majors. And across from me is my best friend, Lisa Brown, the Bad Witch.
Hello.
And they're her inimitable and priceless, super valuable, couldn't do this without him. The man, which
oh,
Daryl Brown.
Wow, that
God, does
people
he owe
really
you money
are going to believe this is
what?
My show. They're going to be like, I knew it was all him. So
I feel like I have to make up for some digs from the last couple of weeks.
So. Okay. Oh, it's all good.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
That's
we're
what
friends.
We're all about.
You don't have to.
We're digging. Friends. So today is super special and exciting, and I'm not going to take away the thunder from the introducer, but it is one of our interview shows. We haven't done one since Debbie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Demoliner?
Yeah.
From Michigan. So maybe in the time that we're talking, you can guess who our special guest is, but it's really exciting. This is somebody that most of you that are fans of us, I think are fans of hers, mm-hmm. And if you're not, you're going to be.
And it might be a girl.
It's her.
You said her.
She identifies as a her.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. As a Hershey bar.
Oh.
She identifies as a her.
She's very sweet.
As a hearse, mm-hmm. Which carries around dead people.
Oh, no.
You know?
Like a Hershey bar.
Yes.
Sweet.
Singular.
Very
yeah.
Sweet. Yeah.
Savory.
Nice.
Indeed. So there's that. And you've reached Good Witch, Bad Witch. And did you guys want to talk about the thing, or will that throw off who she is?
No, what we did this week.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What did we do this week?
Yeah.
What we did on our day off.
So today is really Sunday. It's not Wednesday, but you don't know that unless you're a part of the Patreon and then
right.
You wouldn't know that. But
so
the
that's
reason,
why we're off, which is, but we're pretending we're not off.
Right.
Yeah.
And stuff because podcast time is different than other people's time.
Indeed.
But the reason that we are recording on a Sunday instead of a Wednesday is because on Wednesday we did a photo shoot.
Oh man,
woo!
Did we?
Lisa yeah. Looks so freaking foxy, you guys.
I did.
This
she
gal
did.
Was on point. Three different outfits.
Yep, and
yeah.
All. She looked timeless. She looked like if Stevie Nicks had a bitchy cousin.
Ooh,
some more.
Yes,
but I'd like
nope,
to
that's
hear
it.
More.
Well,
yeah.
It was funny because our guest said she had to pull a permit for us to shoot. And we shot in a cemetery, guys, so yeah. It was really, really cool. And it was old cemetery up in
Boulder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so older cemetery. But she said, I had to pull a permit. And I go, did you pull a permit for a little fooling around in the park, too? Because my wife is looking smoking.
Oh, my God. You guys.
Yes.
And what would a new cemetery look like? The people aren't even dead yet?
Well, their headstones are bunch night. You know, they're, yeah. they're more modern. Some of those you've seen were crooked. Some were like 18, 19, you know.
Yes.
Yeah,
that
was so, the 1800s.
Beautiful.
A lot of them from
yeah,
the 1800s.
Yeah, it was cool, though. But yeah,
yeah, we were at this old cemetery, yeah.
I'd actually like to give a shout out to my friend Carla, who actually let me borrow her clothes for the shoot, and they were awesome. She gave me like 7 different outfits.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to choose, but I
chose
3 of my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Perfect ones.
Yeah, Shelley was making fun of me because I even changed my earrings and my necklace
well,
and everything.
She would, like
and she looked spectacular.
She was point on, man. You got it. That's what you do.
That's
yes.
What I do.
Me and Shells were like, I had a cloak and another thing and a hat, and I'm like, I'm good.
Well, and she was all, I'm super modest to a fault, and Lisa was changing her clothes in the cemetery, and she's like, what? These people aren't looking.
Right.
Yeah, well, first of all, most of them were dead.
Yes.
And then the ones that were alive,
she
I would never
back from the dead.
I will never see those people again, so
exactly.
Who cares? I
no,
mean, really.
It was sexy.
Yeah,
yeah
there
yeah.
You go.
But, you know, little did we know, though, we went to this photo shoot. You know, photo shoots, you're like, you see, you know, models stuff like, oh, that's easy, it's glam, this, that. Folks, we got our asses handed to us.
Yeah.
I mean, I came home that night. I felt like I ran a marathon.
Oh.
I climbed the Berlin Wall. I was beat to shit.
You have great hurt. Energy, though.
Well, like I said, you know, she asked me to get up on this headstone, and we'll have pictures, folks. But it was probably about a good 6 foot tall. My brain, 15-year-old Daryl brain, Manwich brain. Oh, I can do that. But then my 50-year-old body goes, what are you doing, dude? Because I got up there and I was looking down. I'm not going to lie. I was a little shaky because I'm like, I got to get back down from here now. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, while we were posing, we were acting so old. This person was digging holes for us. So
yeah, they had a guy, you guys are going to be here soon, aren't you?
Quit making fun of me.
Well, that's the thing, too. She made us run, folks. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. And it's funny because she's like, okay, pretend like you're playing tag. Apparently, none of us know how to play tag.
Playing tag back in the day.
Catch me.
We were just like running a mile.
Hey.
It was so dumb. I was like, later when I was thinking about
I'd
it, I
would love to see how those turned out.
Oh, like, good God.
We just forgot how to play tag.
Yeah.
Well, then she had to re-say it. She goes, play like you're playing Ring Around the Rosie.
Which I apparently didn't know what to do either. I'm like,
she's
okay.
Like, these guys are so dumb.
I know.
Do you have the one where we use walkers? This is
my feet hurt so bad because I was wearing those witchy shoes.
Oh, those were
my
so hot.
My toes were killing me. It was funny because like my brain, when I start something, is different from when I'm in the middle mm-hmm. of something.
Sure.
Because I was like looking at this beautiful cemetery and I'm like, we're going to walk around this whole thing and mm-hmm. find the best.
Right.
You know, the headstone. I want to find one that says brown uh-huh. so that we can get one by it.
Ooh.
Fuck that. I was like, is it in this little circumference? I'm good. This yes. is fine. Yeah.
I think we got a good maybe 30, 40 feet in yeah. and we yes. never moved after
yeah,
that.
I'm like, I'm good. My feet.
Until
in
we
theory,
had to run.
In practice.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah. your ensembles, you just looked so timeless and incredibly beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
It was
you
really,
looked really,
really
you with your old timey no. hat, the, uh-huh. your chapeau, is that what you call
I
it?
I was yeah. feeling vintage, yes.
You looked really
yes.
vintage.
No, it was good.
Really
like
cool.
a ghost.
Mm-hmm. She had Shelley lay down on the top of this headstone, and I thought, man, that's classy. That looks great.
Yes,
yeah.
thank yeah. you. And then I'm like, I'm sure. not getting up.
Yeah, that's what I said.
This is where I live now.
She mm-hmm. had me sit down at one point and stuff, and I was like, okay.
But did she make you guys climb shit?
Well,
no, not high.
No, well, but I think she's got the to. Best out of us. You know, a great photographer is just like, hey, smell your shoulder. And I'm like, ooh, that smells good.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
feel it.
Yeah.
I'm going to, in my writer for our next shoot,
uh-huh.
I'm going to put in there, no climbing above 4 feet.
Well, speaking of writer, I guess somebody's in the green room, right?
Yeah, we got our guest in the green room. So what do you guys think? Have we bitched enough about how bad she beat our ass? So we bring her in and introduce everybody to her?
Yeah, I think so. Let's go to the meat.
All right.
To meat of our subject.
We'll be right back. Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head? This is where I grew up. I think the prison owner fixed it up. I never knew we ever went without. The second floor is hard for sneaking up. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time had better things to do. Criminal record says I've broken twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Life's better now than it was back then. If I was them, I wouldn't let me in. Oh, 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 oh God, I. Alrighty, guys, we are back. I am so excited today for this guest. Just an incredible human being. And the cool thing about it is, I've known this gal, this little gal, since she's a couple days old. So
what?
I have got to see her advance and grow. Kind of lost her for a few years because her mom moved to kind of different directions from where we were, but found her again. And I tell you what, you know how when you meet somebody even at a young age, you know they're going to be somebody?
Yeah.
I knew that when I first met this gal, I said, this little girl is going places. And oh boy, has she ever.
Absolutely. Just reiterate that you did not steal babies.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I was like,
stranger danger.
Well, it was when I worked at St. Joe's. I thought they were free, you know. I had come on,
man.
That's
so many where I was born.
That's so crazy, yeah. Because I worked at St. Joe's too. So I mean, hey
that's what
do I know how to
places.
Pick them or what?
Tanya,
that's
right. Do you want this baby?
Yeah, get in the car, lady.
Yeah. I did. I go, Tanya, this one's cute. Take this one.
So okay, so you met her when she was 2 days old.
A couple days old, yeah.
Yeah, were you busy for the first day she was around?
Well, that's back in the day when they stayed in the hospital a couple extra days, and then they brought her home and. Her father called me up and said, hey, we got the baby home. So I ran from my apartment over to their apartment, and there she was.
I love that.
And so, yeah.
I'm just a liar. I said that she was a client of yours, Lisa.
Well, no, she was a client.
I was. Yeah, okay.
But I didn't know that there was an origin thing. I didn't give you any credit whatsoever.
No, Daryl's the one who introduced
So with that being said, without any further ado, Miss Amber Braxton.
Hey, hello, guys.
Extraordinaire is here. And have we
Tony Braxton's here.
Yeah.
No, Amber.
We have got a story. I mean, this gal, you're going to got a lot to tell us what you've done in your life and how you got to where you're at now. And I'm so excited because you gave us a little bit of insight of what her and Sean are going to be doing in the summer. I mean, I want to go with them, but there's going to be no room.
Yeah, right. There is not going to be much room.
Well, we'll definitely get to that.
Yeah.
But let's start out. So, Amber, just tell us a little bit about yourself. We spoke that you're our good witch, bad witch, resident photographer, the official one of the podcast. And I want to kind of know, I mean, you can not only just about yourself altogether, but what made you decide to go from what you were doing before to becoming this being your full-time thing?
For sure. So I went to school for psychology. I got my bachelor's in psychology and communications and thought that I wanted to be, first I thought I wanted to work with children. And I worked at a preschool for a hot minute and quickly decided that's not what I wanted to do. So then I worked in mental health for about 7 years and loved it until I didn't. And that's when Sean, my husband, bought me a camera about 7.5 years ago. And that's kind of where it started. I was photographing my niece and my nephew a lot. My niece was like 6 at the time. And, I just started doing portraits and it kind of just snowballed from there. Lots of clients it was kind of word of mouth and kind of just got really big. I had a lot of clients in Colorado. I started doing weddings. I was able to leave my job in mental health, and pursue photography full time, which was kind of cool. My real passion, though, is I love doing portraits, but really I love doing like fine art, nature, storm chasing photography, mm-hmm. adventure photography, that kind of stuff. So that's really where I'm passionate. And being able to step out into doing portraits and being able to leave my job in mental health really allowed me to be able to fund my fine art side and be able to say like, okay, I can make my schedule be whatever it needs to be.
Nice.
And I could go chase a tornado this afternoon or whatever.
What a switch. I'm mental health. I'm chasing tornadoes.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's not a lazy deal with that schedule, because I know sometimes you get up at 3 a.m. to drive 100 miles to go see a sunrise somewhere.
I do. I drive a lot.
I love that you put stories when you catch that perfect shot. You know, there's probably, how many, for each time that you catch that perfect shot, how many do you throw away?
A lot.
Really? What's your success rate, would you say?
I would say, like I throw away a lot, but because really it's just like that one that you're looking for, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, maybe it's the moment in time where the birds happen to fly perfectly across the rainbow at that exact moment and you snap it. And it's like, okay, well, that clearly makes a better picture than just the rainbow. And so it's kind of hard to say like what's a success rate and what's not, because every time I go out, I can find something to photograph no matter where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
No matter what location I'm at, it doesn't matter. I can find something to photograph, but there are days where it's like, okay, I knocked that one out of the park. You know what I mean? I end up throwing away a lot, but I also keep a lot. So
has there ever been a day that you went out and just nothing?
Oh,
really?
There's been whole trips.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if you guys know that she is fine.
My dog's licking our guest.
She is fine. She can do
part of the bargain.
She can do whatever she wants.
That was in her writer. She said, I like dog licking, please.
I like dog licking. I'm like, keep talking then. You go, girl.
There was this time where I went on a storm chasing, quote, end quote, trip. It was something that, it was 2 years ago, I set aside a week to in the middle of the summer to go on a storm chasing trip with my friend. And we started going to South Dakota. Drove from Denver to Sturgis, basically. We got one storm that night, and then basically we would wake up every day, and there was like, you know, for like the time of year, there was a high chance of having storms, but like for some reason this week, there wasn't anything.
Oh my goodness.
And so we were like, okay, well, there's like a slight chance for like a little thunderstorm in Nebraska. So let's go to Nebraska.
So you're, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you, so you are actually looking at the weather in different places. That's how I you chase storms?
Yeah, I have a laptop in my car, a full radar system in my car.
Oh, wow.
I look legit.
That's awesome.
Wait, can we cuss on this?
Absolutely.
Yes, please. Yeah, I look legit as fuck. I look legit as fuck, and it's nice. So
that's
cool.
That's badass.
Everyone's like, what is that? Are you a cop? And I'm like,
I could be.
You could be.
I could be whatever you want
you
me to be.
You done something
but
wrong?
Yeah, are you guilty?
Yeah.
But anyway, so we end up going to Nebraska. We knew we were going to be on the road, so we packed a tent just in case we needed to camp. We get to Nebraska. It's hot as balls. It's like the Amazon, like humid, which I didn't know Nebraska could be humid, but I guess because of like the farming and there was like
Lake McConaughey.
I don't fucking know, but it was hot as balls. And so we were like, okay, well, there's this nice little river. Let's set up our camp. We set up our tent and we're like, we make some hot dogs for dinner and then we go to bed. Okay. All that's great. Mm-hmm. I wake up, go to do a sunrise, and my friend goes, I could have sworn there were things crawling on us all night. And I was like, no, like I slept fine. It's great. And at that moment I go and my neck itches and I go to reach back here and I go, there's a motherfucking tick in my neck.
Oh, and no.
So I pluck it out and I go, oh my God, there's a tick in my neck. And my friend raises her shirt and like under her bra, there was nothing but ticks under her bra.
I hate ticks. No.
And so that, we went back, we shook out everything that we could. Basically, I was like, I'm going to light everything on fire. Mm-hmm. But we like double bagged everything because it was like, I'm not going to leave a whole campsite and just litter it all over the place.
You're
so like,
a better person than me.
I'm double bagging things. I'm triple bagging things. I'm like, okay, no ticks are going to get out of here. And like everything's shaken out. We've inspected everything.
Oh my gosh.
Like we're driving back to Colorado and the ticks keep coming.
Oh
like,
my God.
They would, by the end of the road trip, I swear I was like practically naked because I was like losing articles of clothing after every time I had to pull over and brush the ticks off of me.
Strip tick poker.
I didn't get a single photo from that trip.
Oh my God.
But what a great story.
I know.
Okay, so I've never even seen a tick, much less been bitten. What, I mean, is it really super painful? Like,
no,
what?
I had no idea it was in my neck until like I had like a little itch.
Oh.
My husband actually got bit by a tick when he was young, and you got to be careful because they can give you Lyme's disease.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he has Lyme's disease.
Oh, because you never get rid of it after that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you can get really fucked up from ticks.
Yeah.
Good golly.
Thank God I do not have Lyme's disease, but I did get bit by ticks.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
That is so gross.
Yeah. Okay. so I not th- is anybody else?
No, I was going to say
when you guys are done.
No, go ahead.
The tick thing was bad enough, but Shelley heard you say you ate hot dogs.
You don't like hot dogs. I love.
They
hot
look
dogs.
Like boiled wieners.
Okay. Can I just wieners. Say? Can I just say though? Like, I was really surprised this year. I found out. I thought hot dogs were strictly made with pigs.
Mm. No, there's beef hot dogs.
Yeah. I had no idea that hot dogs were made with cows until this year.
Oh. They are made with indiscriminate buttholes. The buttholes of any animal. Yes.
I mean,
hey, you like what you like.
I like what I like.
You like what you like.
She's a good butthole gal.
not to completely like just talk about hot dogs, but I'm not going to lie. Daryl bought these hot dogs from...
Oh, they're brisket.
They're beef brisket
beef
hot dogs.
Brisket. They are to die for.
Hot dogs I've ever eaten
well,
in my life.
Well, of course they are. If they made steak hot dogs, they'd be good.
Still look
Instead
like a hot dog.
Yeah, it's still got that same...
I think I could get over it.
It was, oh my God, to die for. So where'd you get them at? With a Kroger
King
brand.
King Soopers, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So anybody who's out there in King Soopers, if you want to sponsor us because of this, okay, bye.
But yeah. It was funny because like I said, you're telling this tick story and we're all doing this. You said hot dog, Shelley's all.
I'm like, I love hot dogs. Yeah, I'd rather have ticks under my bra than a hot dog.
Under your bra?
Oh, goodness.
I don't want it there.
No,
so that's where they go.
That's quite a lot of weight. I mean, that's a hell of a trip to go and come back with nothing.
Yeah.
Now, what's one of your big success stories where you just went and that you couldn't stop getting?
Yeah. Well, I just had an art show at Spirit Hound, and my very first piece that sold is the story I'm going to tell of this. So this print. It was also a near-death experience, a little different than ticks, but this one ends in a great conclusion.
Oh.
So it was my husband and I, we went to Forks, Washington for vacation. It was before we lived there. And we went to Ruby Beach, which, like, you have to hike down, and the sunset, I could tell, was going to be great. I looked on my little, like, cloud app, and I could tell, like, okay, the sunset, because, like, you can do that and predict, like, sunsets and shit.
You are legit.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And so we hiked down. Me being from Colorado, a completely landlocked state, I had no idea that tide charts were a thing. My husband, being from Connecticut, you think he would know, but he had zero idea what was going on, because we hike down to the beach, we walk over to like this little island kind of thing, and it's like you have to kind of walk through a little bit of a stream, and we get to this island and we see an otter. It's magic, fucking magical. Like the sky, the colors in the sky were incredible. I was stuck in, I couldn't stop photographing, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, like, incredible. And so we got sucked in, and not to the water. We got sucked into the photograph. And so the sun sets, I look around us, and now I'm realizing that we are surrounded by water up to our waist.
Oh wow.
And so we're still on this, like, little island, but it's, like, now in order to get back to where we were, we have to cross this now river that was once a stream. And I'm like, okay, this is going to suck. Okay. So I'm in my hiking boots. Sean is in his hiking boots. I put my camera above my head, and I start walking in the river, and the current is super, super strong because it's basically the ocean. It's going, it's the ocean, but it's like a river going into the ocean. And I was going down. I was going downtown. And so I kept my camera. I knew the shot that we got. And I was like, I don't want to lose this shot. And so there's another guy coming up, like, coming to where we were. And he's like, how can I help? How can I help? And I'm like, just save the photo. I throw him my camera. And then I proceed to basically swim out of the river.
Oh my God.
Soaked from head to toe. And then we're staying at this cabin, and they tell us, they send us a message, and they're basically like, well, we're getting work done on the house, and you're not going to have power or heat for 12 hours, and we're really sorry. And so our shoes didn't dry, like our hiking boots didn't dry. We ended up having to throw those out, and like all of our clothes stayed wet. It was a wild experience, but now I know how to read tide charts.
So, and her husband is real. What? How tall is he?
Yeah.
6'8" and a half.
Okay, so he just walked on the bottom and stuff and didn't even have to, to swim at all.
Yeah, his knees really were wet.
Yeah.
Poor guy's ankles.
My boots.
My boots.
I'm like, great, my bra.
Yeah.
Seriously. Get off here. What are you doing down there?
What are you doing down there? Quit fucking around.
That is so funny.
Oh. But that photo is one of my
best-selling
photos.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I had no idea that you almost died getting it.
Did you get any pictures of the otters?
No.
I didn't.
How dare you?
I know.
Well, that's what I thought she was going to say. I thought the otters were going to come back into the story. I thought she was going to say, we look down, we're surrounded by fucking hungry-looking otters and stuff.
That would have been way cooler.
Oh, they swam you to shore.
I feel like I'm way more prepared for otters than
water.
Than water, yeah, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. So, Changing the subject, I heard you talking the other day. I don't remember who you were talking to, but you were talking about wedding photos.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that you have decided that you're not doing those anymore.
Yes.
Ever again.
Ever again.
Like, even if your niece Cadence is getting married. No, you'd be in that.
All,
sorry, that's dumb.
I was going to say, sorry, I fucking sorry. Better be in
okay, that was dumb. I thought that was dumb. Wait, that was dumb.
Back up, yeah.
But no, never, ever.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident that I'm done with that.
So, why?
I've done about 500 weddings.
Wow.
And I feel like I've put in a good amount of my soul.
She earned her.
I've earned my wings, sort of say. They're just a lot of pressure that I just can't handle anymore. Like, the older I get, the more I just am like, I just want to live a simple life.
Mm-hmm.
They were most of the time on weekends, and that's when I wanted to be out in nature and chasing storms and doing all these things that I'm really, really passionate about. There are photographers out there that are super passionate about weddings, and
you're not
good
them.
For them. I am not one of them.
Yeah.
So it's more than just the pressure of it being perfect because that's their special day, or are like also there's some bridezillas and
there are some momzillas. Bridezillas. There are some momzillas. There are some bridezillas. There are some groomzillas. There are some I've actually been pretty lucky. I haven't had too many bridezillas, but like, yeah, there has been times where I'm like, my gosh, this is not worth.
Was our daughter one?
Oh. No.
Darn it! I wanted some honor. Like, oh, I heard how you treated Amber.
I want to hear about a nasty groom. You never hear about groomzillas.
Let's see.
You don't have to mention names.
Let me think of...
It's more fun if you do.
Okay. So there was this guy and his wife that she was more quiet, but he... So I delivered the album to them. They ended up getting like, I don't know, like 600 photos or something, which is pretty good for a 6-hour wedding. He ends up texting me or messaging me that he wasn't happy with any of the photos. And he proceeded to tell me that I should have told him that his pants were too long for him because he didn't choose to get his pants altered. And I was like, okay. And then, so I had flashes set up because it was inside of a church. Mm-hmm. And so I had flashes set up for their like formal photos. And so upon taking their photos, there were like if she were holding a bouquet, like it would create like a little shadow behind her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the groom was like, I know, like I do photography too. And like, you didn't use the flashes correctly. And I'm like, literally, that's why there's a shadow. But you don't understand like what's going on. And so he made me go through and like edit out all the shadows.
Oh my God.
He made me go through and like basically like make his pants look like they were altered.
Wow.
We ended up going, he requested that we go to his house and like sit down and go over like photo by photo.
Oh my
by
God.
Photo
oh.
by photo. So we go, my husband was my second photographer at the time, and he is super calm. He is
but
super chill.
Yes.
And then there's me, and I'm sitting there like this the whole fucking time.
Arms crossed, rolling your eyes.
And I don't fucking say anything.
Well, did you dress this guy? No, I didn't dress you. So you know what your pants are like, you douchebag.
Such a douchebag, dude. He was such a douchebag.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that poor woman.
Yeah, for sure.
And like, then I bet you they're like, and see how we had to do these alterations and all this stuff. We want a discount on the pictures.
Oh, they always do. They always want it for free.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, goodness Good gracious.
And people, like, honestly, like, people, like, clients like that make it really hard for the clients that make it worth it. You know what I mean?
Because
it's like you give your all, and you're given all your weekends. And not only that, but then you're giving all of your time to edit said photos.
Sure.
You're doing, I mean, at the time that I was doing these, I was doing 2 to 3 weddings a weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And then you have to turn around and edit them within 6 to 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it just is really taxing, socially, emotionally, physically. Yeah.
And like, you can't fix ugly.
Yeah. You can't fix ugly. Yeah. Sorry, go get your pants altered.
Yeah. Get your own filter.
Yeah. That's kind of the same way it is with the nails. I don't know if you feel this way. I guess we all do. But I could seriously have 100 people tell me how amazing my work is, and one person says something bad, and I'm bawling in the fetal position. Yeah.
It ruins it for weeks.
Yes, and it's like wondering, you know, I could understand how that. The ducks never complain.
No.
Yeah. Neither do the otters.
But why didn't you go to the store with him to fix his pants?
Right, I know.
That is horrible.
I know.
I was just like, that guy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay, so my next question, moving on, I have never really heard the story behind let me put this out here. Amber did a photo shoot at NASA. And I don't know if you'd call it a photo shoot if you're going to NASA and taking pictures. It's not like, hey, space thing.
I did a wedding.
Well, but you don't say like pose big space capsule. So how did this happen? How did this gig?
Yeah. So one of my best friends from preschool, her mom, I'm friends with her on Facebook. She tagged me in this thing that was like, we're looking for digital creators for this NASA social thing. And I was like, okay, like that sounds kind of cool. I'm totally down to do like really random projects and do whatever I can. And so I just applied for it. And I was like, I guess we'll see what happens. And I woke up to my email 3 weeks later, and they were like, you're going to NASA. And I was like, I don't even know what this means, but this is so fucking cool.
I always think shit like that's a scam.
I did too. I did too. And then even when I was at NASA, I was like, something, this is too good.
Well, I think it's funny because her husband is just the neatest guy, but he's damn genius too. And he should have been at NASA.
He says all the time, he's like, how the hell did you get to go to NASA before me? And I'm like, yeah, but like, I was a digital creator. You wouldn't have wanted to do Facebook and TikToks and things like that, that he would have wanted to be back designing the spaceships.
That looks a little wonky there. I think we need to work on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you have to send in a portfolio for that? And if so, did you send in your Milky Way one from the sand dunes?
I did.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes.
So beautiful.
I had to send in a portfolio. They had to like check my socials and make sure I had like enough following and enough content to be a decent content creator for them.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And then, there were several images that I submitted, and the dunes was one of them.
That's so beautiful. Yeah. It's on my list, my very long list of things I want to purchase from you. And
that's the thing.
You do go the to the website before we leave today.
Oh, yeah, of course. So how long were you there? What did you take pictures of?
So I was there for a week, which is a very long time to be there in Florida, in the summer.
Oh yeah. And they set you up, like you had the hotel, they got you a car and
they did
or whatever.
I wish. I'm going to mention that next time.
Right? It's in your writer.
Let's get a contract going.
Right.
I stayed kind of close to Cape Canaveral, and we got to do like a full tour of NASA. So the first 2 days that we were there, we toured like where they build the rockets. We got to go see the Falcon 9 rocket that they were launching. Oh, wow. And all of that was so we could just be behind the scenes creating content to post on their social media and stuff.
Did they have like a certain amount of times you had to post or like did they?
No, there was, and honestly, like when I first got there, because they didn't really give me much information on what to expect.
Right.
And so when I got there, I was like, I have no idea how many people applied. I have no idea how many people are going to be here. I walk in and there's 20 of us. Only me and another person are the only photographers there.
Oh, wow.
So the other people, Miss United States was there.
Oh.
So that was kind of cool.
So they're all influencers.
We're all influencers. Okay. We're all digital social influencers. Yeah. And so there were only two of us that were photographers there.
Wow.
Yeah. So we traveled around all that week through NASA, just kind of touring the place, creating content. And then we got to be there for the launch itself.
Dang.
So I don't want to, that, okay, if there's any more questions about that, that's, but I want to go on to social media stuff.
Yeah.
So that is so interesting because I know nothing about social media except for a little bit of Facebook and I'm not very good at it and stuff. What's my question? What level do you become an influencer and how do you feel like, how many times do you have to post in order for it to get there? Like, tell me about how you do your social media.
Well, I actually just switched my so I did have a personal profile. I would post all my personal journeys on that, share all my fine art, all that good stuff. That's just Amber Braxton on Facebook. And then I have my professional page, which is Amber Braxton Photography on Facebook. But that page I'm throwing out because I just learned that it is much more efficient and effective to take your personal profile and switch it to professional mode.
Okay.
That way, they if you meet the right criteria, they are selecting certain people to get paid to do sorts of things.
Okay.
And so I switched my profile to professional, and now that I'm sharing all of my stuff in different groups, the more comments I get, the more shares I get, the more likes I get, I actually get money for that now. Like, ooh, my paycheck for February is $20.
Holy shit, what are you going to do with it?
I don't know.
And you made us pay for dinner? Oh, my God.
I'm sitting here with royalty.
I know.
Don't forget the little people.
Yeah. But I got a paycheck last month, and it was like Facebook, and I was like $16.88. I was like, and I log in, look on my professional dashboard, and I was like, holy shit. I made money on Facebook.
So
that's cool.
So that's the same. Like, where do you think that you? Okay, so you have your Facebook, you have an Instagram, you have a TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Are all three of those making money at this point? Or are you kind of just deciding?
So just my Facebook currently is making the millions,
right?
But I would love to. So this year, with all of our like future travel plans coming up, I want to figure out how to make more of a presence on YouTube, because I know that creators get paid to do YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I don't currently get paid for my TikToks, but my TikToks are where I get the best response from my audiences.
Yeah. I've heard, again, I don't know anything about this, but I did hear that TikToks is the hardest to get in with or whatever, because you have to get because so many people do it, you have to get so many followers.
You
or
do, yeah. Likes and or I think whatever. I have, like, on Facebook, I have 1,700 followers. On Facebook, I have almost 6,000 followers. On TikTok.
Okay. It's crazy. It's just, I don't understand any of that. It blows my, I really want to learn. Like, there needs to be somebody who teaches a class on how
I'm
to
I'm sure there is. Yeah.
I learned everything from my 17-year-old niece.
Mm-hmm. See, we need to hire her during the summer.
Yeah.
Say, hey, come help us be our influencer for our Good Witch, Bad Witch page and everything.
Seriously. Mm-hmm.
Tell us what we're doing. And she will. She'll probably be like, oh, you guys. You've been doing it wrong this whole time.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Because she will. I will be like, how do I do this? And she'll be like, okay, this is how you do it.
And she actually teaches, like, my grandkids go like this.
And they just
phone. And they do it.
She'll teach you.
Okay. We're going to get with her.
She teaches. She's taught me everything I know about TikTok.
That's amazing.
Cool.
That's so awesome.
Speaking of being a teacher, something that you posted once really stuck with me, and I thought it was very supportive and encouraging as opposed to intimidating, because I'm sure a lot of people want to be really good photographers. And I think maybe you just moved to Washington from Colorado, but excuse me.
Surgery on her vocal cords.
I had a phrenectomy. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
But anyway, somebody was asking you how to be a better photographer. And you're like, well, practice, dummy. But also, you don't need to set yourself up in this amazing storm cloudy situation. Go in your backyard, take different pictures of blades of grass or ladybugs
shot
or whatever.
Of a bee or something. Yeah.
And just practice using what you have at your disposal. And everything's beautiful if you look at it mm-hmm. through the eyes of a photographer and an artist. And I thought that was really encouraging. And I actually did it for about 10 minutes and then I gave it up. But I really have a terrible phone camera. But what a nice way to give young people encouragement. Or people, anybody can do
it. Yeah,
yeah. So it's just like, well, just go in your backyard and look around and see what you're not seeing.
I don't know how many times, like, and I used to live in, when I lived in Colorado, I lived in the city in Thornton. I lived, you know, right off of like 92nd and Washington or something like that. And so I was in the city and my backyard was nothing to write home about. It was a lot of weeds. It was a lot of dirt. And I spent a lot of time in that backyard just photographing things like ladybugs that come in the springtime. And they basically would occupy my entire backyard. And it was incredible. Like I could photograph the entire life cycle of a ladybug. And it was incredible. Awesome. And that was, I didn't have to go anywhere. You know what I mean? And it was like I love driving and I love going out to the plains and chasing sunrises and sunsets and storms and all that. But ultimately, like, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't photograph. And not every day can be a tornado or a mm-hmm. perfect sunrise or a perfect sunset. Maybe it's just a little mushroom on the side of the road or
blade
something.
Blade of grass with some dew on it. You're like, exactly. Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
Exactly.
You do capture some cute shrooms.
I love shrooms.
So cute.
They're so cute.
I had this one They're experience tasty. With shit. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so that brings us to, what's next? What are you, moved from Colorado, you moved to Washington because of Sean's job or just because you wanted to?
Well, so we went there a few times on vacation and we loved it. Mm-hmm. And so then because of that, he was like, let me see if I can just find some jobs. He ended up applying to the job that he has now, and everything worked out wonderfully to move there. So we initially started moving just because we wanted to live out there, but then ultimately we found a really good opportunity that we just couldn't pass up.
And then now what are you going to be doing?
So we are basically going to live a nomadic life the next 6 months to a year. Our dog Baxter just got diagnosed with cancer, and we want to give him the last, like his last year, we want it to just be the best year possible. You know what I mean? And so we sold our Toyota FJ and we bought a Toyota Tacoma. And it has an extended bed, it has an extended cab, so the dogs can be in the back seat, not the back of the bed. And then we're getting a camper, basically custom built to mount onto the back of the truck bed.
So awesome.
And we're basically going to live on the road for the next 6 months. And we know for sure that we want to storm chase this summer. So we're looking at spending a lot of time in like Nebraska, Oklahoma, Colorado. And then I'd like to go to monsoon season in like Arizona and New Mexico
Sweet.
Too.
Sweet.
Super cool.
Yeah.
What a great dog mom. You are not just my favorite artist. You are one of my very favorite people. But with that being said, okay, the end of the movie Twister, when the whole house is blowing away around them and they tie themselves onto mm-hmm. the one like piece of plumbing with a belt and they're whipping around it like a flag. Could that really happen?
I think they would like rip in half.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking. I think that like, there goes your legs, dude.
Because did you know that they made a sequel?
I saw that. Yeah.
I've never seen the first one.
It
you have
good.
Never seen Twister?
I have never.
You're such a huge Helen Hunt fan.
Yeah.
It's good. It is good, but it is definitely from that era.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like it might hit different watching it today's world, but it's worth a watch.
Okay. If you knew that you wouldn't die, would you want to be in a tornado?
Yes.
I think so too. I think that'd be kind of exciting.
100%.
You totally get dirt in your eyes.
So you totally get dirt in your eyes. I always envision just like swirling about. I forget all the debris.
Yeah.
And like logs being thrown into cars and shit.
Witches.
That's and Sharknadoes.
Yeah.
Which gotta is watch the out scariest part.
When you're on the when you're on the West Coast, be like, go watch out for the Sharknadoes.
Isn't it crazy that I've seen Sharknado, but I haven't seen Twister?
Yeah.
That's the messed up thing. And I think I've seen like three Sharknadoes.
She saw that snakes on planes too, and never seen airplane.
Right? Snake on the motherfucking plane. Oh my goodness.
We all have a lot of movies to watch, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Thank we have almost driven through a tornado, and that was scary.
I bet.
Yeah.
What did you do?
We turned around and went the other way.
Oh,
it was nighttime and we couldn't see. And it was very clearly like rain wrapped. And so
but you had your Doppler system.
I fucking know. It's not always maybe it's user error. I'm not 100% sure, but we're learning.
Yeah.
But yeah, we turned around and then we spent the night in Oklahoma because we couldn't get, or Kansas, we couldn't get past the state line.
Oh. When I was in the ninth grade, we did the ninth grade ditch day, the last day of ninth grade or whatever. So we ditched school and we went, you know, pool hopping and this and that at these apartment stuff. Well, the sky got really, really gray and crazy. And it just started hailing like mad. So we're at the Sandpiper's pool over here, over in Westminster, and we're diving down to the bottom, and hail was coming down so far. It was hitting us on our heads, and we're on the bottom of the pool.
Oh, my gosh.
Not knowing what's going on. So we come up, boom, you know, this night, like, holy shit. So we didn't know that a tornado had blown over us, and it took out a whole bunch of stuff over in Thornton, like the bank top and stuff. It blew a bunch of shit off of Thornton, off of Washington. So guys, I got to go home. So go cruising into my house. My brother goes, what are you doing here? I go, last day of school, bro. I'm out of school. He goes, no, your school's on lockdown. There's a freaking tornado. And I go, oh, they didn't say nothing to me. I just walked right out the front door.
But did you have your camera?
No, I didn't have no camera.
Well,
but
then it didn't happen.
Nope.
I just remember, though, like I said, we would dive down to the bottom of the pool and be sitting down there, and just hail was coming that hard and was hitting the bottom of the pool. I'm like, holy shit.
You always got caught by, like,
I was a worst ditcher ever.
Seriously?
Yeah, nature did this, did that,
like,
I tell you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
That is incredible.
Father at 15, damn nature.
Yeah, that was nature. Good golly. Do you guys have any more questions for Amber?
I think my last one is, you make all these plans and you set out to do these wonderful things, and then I love to hear the behind the scenes stories of what happened and what didn't happen, and what you expected and didn't expect. Was there one where you were in a situation to get a perfect surprise shot and you didn't have your camera?
Uh-oh.
So I did have my camera, but so we were in Washington on vacation, and I can pretty much tell when there's going to be a rainbow, anytime there's going to be a rainbow. And I'm like, okay, there's definitely going to be a rainbow right fucking here. There's going to be a fucking rainbow. And we're driving and there's like the ocean. It's beautiful. It's going to be perfect. And all of a sudden the rainbow pops out. And I'm like, perfect. We're stuck in traffic though. And Sean is driving on this bridge. We have nowhere to like exit to go on a side road. Oh, I have nowhere to like photograph this big, beautiful rainbow that's like right there. And I am freaking out. I'm like, Sean, where's my camera? Where's my phone? Where's anything? And poor thing, I'm like twisting and turning about in my passenger seat. I end up knocking the gear into neutral.
No.
And so he's like, well, we're not driving anymore. And so he's like, what the hell is happening? And I'm like, where's my camera? Where's my phone? I don't know what's going on. And so we almost got into a little car accident on the bridge, but I missed the rainbow, and that kind of sucked. Mm. But
wasn't meant to be.
There's also, I went to go do a wedding one time, and it was up in Lookout Mountain. And I lived in Thornton at the time, so it's not like that close. I get there, realize I don't have my camera battery. And so my second at the time was like, thank God I hired a second photographer that day, because I was like, I have to take your camera and I have to use your camera. And she had a pretty, like, her camera wasn't the same as mine. So, like, I had to relearn, like, how to use it. And, like, but it was, like, I went to go photograph. And I was, like, my camera's not turning on. I opened it. There's no battery. God. And that's, like, a nightmare situation right there. Of course.
I'd have made something up.
I got robbed. I've been robbed.
Like, my camera's broken. Or, like, there's ticks inside my camera. Or,
yeah, I knew there was going to be more ticks.
It definitely wouldn't have been my problem. It would have been, I had totally like thrown somebody else under the bus, for sure.
It was the moment I opened my camera and saw there wasn't a battery, I was like, I'm so stupid.
Oh my gosh.
But it's just so easy to miss things sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I used to have to go to this office to do these people's nails. There was like five of them. And I'd go every Monday and do the whole office. I went one time and forgot fucking files. I'm like, and
can
was,
I chew those nails for you?
No, I was like, do you have a file? Like any kind of
board,
everything
anything?
Else? Yeah. She had an emery board, and I did five sets of acrylic nails with emery board.
But you did it.
I did.
You did.
Yeah.
But it was a nightmare.
It was a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I still think about it.
You're like, I'll file this with a camera battery. If I have it.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I get in the car. I go, oh, why is there files in the glove box? I need them. Just leave them there.
Just leave them there. They're the extra mystery files.
That's exactly why I have, like, seven camera batteries in my car.
I'm sure.
Yeah. You will never feel that way again.
Yeah, no.
No.
Live and learn.
You live and you learn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's not, I mean, that's the thing. Photography, you got all different lenses. This, that, you know, car, different cards, because she kept them on the other day. She's like, oh, hold on, I got to switch out cards. And said, you know, it's not, I mean, I love it when people go, I think I'm going to get into photography. I'm like, well, hopefully you got a good pocketbook and a lot of patience.
Right. Seriously. Also, us being models now,
yeah,
we know that it's not
we got the behind the scenes, yeah, so, you know.
Yeah.
So, now that you're not doing weddings, are you going to start with pornography?
Yes.
And then also, on our photo shoot, did you use Vaseline on the lens to soften my edges?
Your edges are already soft.
Thanks. Oh. Everything's soft. It's fine. I don't have edges.
That's great.
It's fine.
What was the other question?
Are you going to start doing pornography instead of weddings?
Start.
I mean, I'll get my life motto is, I'll get a buck where I can get a buck.
Hallelujah, girl.
And say yes. So I'll do it.
Well, you do those photos for the gals that are dressed scantily. Or what,
Yeah, I do.
Do you ever do men?
Have you ever done a man?
No.
But I would.
Oh, no. Nobody wants to see this.
Are you saying you want to schedule a session there?
We'll talk about that later.
That might be a little weird. I mean,
I have done couples. So I guess I have brought guys kind in the studio, but they are with their partner. So.
Okay.
Do they like wear like their chones, or are they in like just jeans? And,
yeah, they're like
no
jeans and no
open shirt.
What are those called?
Like a
G-string?
G-string. I've never worn one.
I like how she's tugging at the back.
I was tugging at the back of my undies. I'm like,
So when is the Manwich thong boudoir photography session?
That would have been when I went to Lake McConaughey years ago. I actually got told by the patrol to put some pants on because I was walking around in just a thong.
Good God.
Did you think you're on the Riviera?
Hey, buddy, put some pants on. And I was younger. I mean, I was in my
20s. Obviously.
It was just a couple months ago.
Oh, my goodness.
I still have it. In fact, one time.
Oh, my God. This is.
Go ahead. This is.
So Daryl actually does still have this stupid thong. It's like blue and it has leopard print on it. And it's just in our underwear drawer in our bedroom or whatever. And so we had the kit. This was. Obviously,
God,
I mean,
they
our
were
kids
young.
Were little.
Yeah.
But not that little. Like, I'm going to say 14 and younger and stuff. And so, I mean, it wasn't enough to. Well, no, I guess.
It wasn't gross a little bit. I'm like,
but no,
it shouldn't happen
gross.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But yes, well, go ahead.
Okay. So we're in the bedroom or whatever. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And he's like, oh, that's funny. Ha ha ha. And I go, I dare you to put this on and walk around the house and pretend like nothing's happening. And stuff. And he's like, I'll do it. And I was like, I know you will. That's what's funny. And stuff. And he's like, okay. So I walk out into the living room while he's changing into the underwear. I look at the kids and I said, no matter what happens, do not react. Just don't react. And stuff. And they're like, what? And I'm like, I'm not even kidding. Just keep watching television, play your games, do whatever you're doing. Just don't react. And they're like, Daryl walks out, walks around the living room, into the kitchen, and like all of them just like stared and stuff. Like, Dad, he's like standing in front of the TV and everything and stuff. Like, Dad, get out of, we're trying to watch TV. And he's like getting stuff out of the cupboard and like bending down in front of him. Oh my God. And Stephanie's all, and he walks in back into, and we just start dying laughing. And he's like, you told him not to say anything, right? And like, oh my God, it was so funny. So yeah, it was a joke on both of them. And the kids were like, ew, afterwards. Yeah, they're like,
I'll never unsee that.
Yeah. What good sports.
They're great kids. They really are.
Well, Amber, that was the shot that you missed.
Yeah, I know.
Where was your camera?
He was the one that got away.
Seriously.
Oh my gosh. This could go on forever, but thank you so much for being here. Can you give us your website address and all your social medias?
Like right now?
When it comes out, we'll put it on our little tiny social media. But
our fan where to find you.
So my website is amberbraxtonfineart.com. I'm on Facebook as just Amber Braxton. And then my Instagram is Amber Braxton Fine Art.
Yay!
Awesome. Wonderful. You guys, you will be so glad that you started following her. I am just delighted almost every day that I get to see your work. And it's all hanging up in my house. My only regret is that I don't have enough wall space.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I really appreciate all of your support.
I meant to bring down the two pieces I have to put on to show people, but yeah, go look at that. There's something new every day, I swear. And like she says, she's not kidding around when she says she goes out and takes a picture of something every day because I get excited to see what's going to, you know, boom, pop up on the Facebook. And I'm like I said, folks, it could be a blade of grass, and I'm like, damn, she's good.
It is a beautiful blade of grass.
Right, yes. Look, it's just there. It's happy. And
And our pictures should be coming hopefully soon.
A week.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking 6 to 8, like everybody else.
No, it'll be a week.
In a week.
You guys.
So, yay. So by the time this comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, wow. That was crazy.
Will you have my hem altered so it's the right length?
And I was kind of noticing, I didn't like the way my shoot noticed.
She hates everybody, and I don't blame her.
I did ask her to bring her skinny lens when she came. So
yeah. She's like, okay.
Perfect. Thank you again.
Thank you.
We will be back with our What You Talking About.
Alrighty.
Welcome back, witches. Was that not wonderful? She is just a phenomenon. Like, I can't believe she's so humble. I tell people that
so
I know. And so young, and so accomplished, and she's not even close to 40. And I tell somebody that I know a NASA photographer, and by that I just do walk up to strangers and say,
guess what I know.
Hey, I got a question for you. Do you know a NASA photographer? Because I do.
Yeah, guess how many there are? There's two.
Yeah.
I know one of them.
Yeah, I have a t-shirt that says that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's a tough act to follow, but we're going to try to
get
do
back
some,
on track to ours,
Yes, with a little what you talking about. who wants to go first?
Daryl, you never go first.
I'll go first, It kind of goes with what we were just talking about and everything. You know, last night we just had our time change, or today and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I kind of am interested. You know, this is an age-old thing, people, should we keep it the way that it is? Should we go back? This and that. Funny thing I heard today was when we are on this schedule of the time change, we lose an hour of rain.
Oh.
How does that happen?
How does rain know when?
The rain isn't wearing a wristwatch.
Yeah, I was like, a wristwatch?
That's ridiculous.
Where did you hear that from?
It's on a couple of different things that I've seen on Facebook, and people are like, you know, you lose an hour of rain or something, this and that. I'm like, I don't understand it.
I think that was a joke.
I don't know, but, you know, it's from those same people that said Ted was Todd and Todd was Ted, and, you know.
I don't know what the hell's happening.
I don't know where Daryl's going to get this information.
I don't know.
I don't trust it.
I don't know. But my biggest thing is you know, we don't have, we talked about farmers on the last show.
Right.
I think even the farmers don't care that it would be, if it stayed at least one same thing. Do you? Or
I think that they would be fine if it stayed where you had more light.
More light.
So
yeah,
why don't we just stay there?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead, how do you, like Congress this? Like, how do we make this happen?
Well, I'll sign a petition.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was on a ballot. I thought that if I'm not mistaken, I think Arizona doesn't have it anymore.
No, they don't.
They don't
go back and forth.
And somebody else doesn't. Hawaii or Alaska? There's two states, I think.
I know the Arizona for
Alaska
sure.
Alaska never has light, so they don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
yeah.
I know if you want anything done, and you can ask Drew Barrymore about this, you just have Lisa make a very strongly worded email.
Very strong word, yes. Yeah.
And she'll make it happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was like, you know, when I was reading that stuff, I go, that just doesn't make any sense, but
yeah,
you know,
that's funny.
I myself, of course, I enjoy the way that it is now because we like to be outside longer. Mm-hmm. When me and Lisa go to work some nights, we come home, it's dark. It's not nice to come home to a dark house.
Well, it's not nice to leave the office in the dark.
No,
either.
It's not.
It's
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
creepy. So,
yep.
Yeah.
But, I would be cool with it being dark in the morning and then
yeah, me
night,
too. I don't care about
later.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. Who cares? Whatever.
Right. Yeah. By the time I get to where I'm going to be,
yeah,
it's light.
Let's do it. Right.
Nice.
Okay.
But yeah, so
I'm going to write a letter.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, but although if it does pass, we're all going to be in a desert because there's no more rain.
Yeah, exactly.
An hour of rain a day.
There goes the rain.
I don't get that.
There goes the rain.
But I'm all right.
Can I do what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Please.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Little trivia question for you.
Yeah.
What is the highest posted speed limit in the country, in the United States, and what state is it in? What's the speed limit? What's the state?
125, and I want to say Minneapolis.
Are you drunk? First of all, Minneapolis, not a state. Second of all, who's driving around where the limit is 125? I could go five over. Are you drunk?
Indianapolis, that's what I'm making a joke.
That makes yes. more sense.
Yeah, that's kind of what
Minnesota.
I was getting.
Minnesota, they go 125. I'm asking serious questions here. Lisa, will you give me a not drunk
Lisa's like,
answer?
What is the question?
What is the highest posted speed limit in the United States?
Uh-huh.
And what state is it in?
It is 95, and it is in, I'm going to say something very rural. Let's go with Nebraska.
No, but thank you for the reasonable and thoughtful fastest posted speed limit in the country can be found in the Lone Star State.
Oh!
Texans are familiar with driving on roadways with 70 or 75 mile per hour speed limits. There's even a few sections of highways where 80 miles per hour is the maximum speed. However, the fastest posted speed limit in the country of 85 miles per hour, Lisa was very close, is only found in a certain stretch of Texas Highway. State Highway 130 between State Highway 45 in Austin and Interstate 10 in Seguin is where drivers can legally drive 85 miles per hour. The 85 mile per hour segment runs about 41 miles. The stretch of speedy highway passes through towns such as Mustang Ridge, Mendoza, and Lockhart, and Minneapolis, where they just shoot up to 130. I don't even know if my car goes 125. There you go. That's
my
what I'm talking about.
My question to you is, is Sammy Hagar on that road?
Can't drive 125.
No. Or 55.
But I can drive 85.
Yeah, there you go.
I legally can,
right.
He said.
Yeah, he's like, I'm right here, and I'm going to Cabo. Oh, my God. Okay, that was funny. Here is I wrote it all down. I didn't even put it on my phone. I did because it's like going to tell me the questions. So my witch you're talking about, this isn't usually something that I go to, like stars and stuff, but I was looking for something and I found this actually very interesting. Did you guys know that Ron Howard's wife, okay, Ron Howard, Richie Cunningham.
Sure.
Opie Cunningham. His wife, Cheryl, whom he's been together with since high school. They have 4 children, and they've been married for 49 years. Cheryl Howard, has been in every single one of, has been a cameo in every one of his movies since 11th grade.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute. Isn't it? That is so much cuter than what I thought you were going to say.
I think she was in the Howard the Duck suit when it was Howard the Duck.
No. That's just her last name.
Oh, that's so sweet.
But yeah, I thought that was really, really sweet.
I like that a lot.
Well, if I get into film, I'll let you in.
Thanks.
A little cameo.
Super nice of you.
Alfred Hitchcock, I think, was in all of his own movies, too.
Yeah.
But it's more romantic. When it's not yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He loved himself, though.
He sure did.
Yep. There's that. Okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Cheryl Howard.
And they have 4 kids. They've been married for 49 years together, longer than that.
You know what happens when couples work together?
They stay together.
Happy days.
Oh! Let's see what you did there.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday. I am funny.
We will be back with WoW.
Okay.
That sounded like I was sad about that.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah, he's the man witch. Oh, yeah.
Alrighty, guys, you know what time it is? It's time for the wow.
That was, it sounded like old disco stereo, like a funky guitar, like
wow.
Oh, that's why you're always in charge of the musical, because you can recreate sounds of instruments.
That's right.
Like the guy on Police Academy. Daryl lost his calling.
I did. I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
That guy was probably bankrolling all of them. He's like, it's the only thing I can do. Police Academy 12.
He was on America's Got Talent not too long ago.
Because he's got talent and they don't make Police Academy anymore.
They're like, yeah.
What am I supposed to do with this?
He's like, I got one talent, guys. I'm out of work.
And he didn't even make it like to the finals.
Oh my gosh.
Wouldn't that be terrible if everybody knows who the hell you're talking about and nobody knows your name?
That's it. Yeah. What is his name? Yeah. The guy?
That's Jim.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know his name.
Sorry, we stepped on your wow, Daryl.
No, I bring in the wow, then you guys do the wow, and then I'll do my wow after you wow.
Okay, I'll go first.
All right.
So my wow, you guys, this is our well of wisdom. This is what we all, our specialties are. Mine is animals with a preference on,
Preface is like if you're introducing it, but maybe you're putting an emphasis.
Emphasis, that's what I wanted to say. With an emphasis on dogs, which I usually do, and I will this time. This is more of a story than any kind of thing because I kind of ran out of things to do to dogs. I talked about anal glands a couple weeks ago, and now we need a little break from that.
Yeah.
So this is a Florida family reunites with a lost dog after 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Right? March 7th, this came out. A Florida animal shelter said a microchip led to a 14-year-old dog being reunited with her family after being missing for 10 years. The Humane Society of Tampa Bay said on their social media that a Cocker Spanish poo, was brought to the shelter as a stray and was scanned for a microchip. Her microchip led the team to Louisa, who was in disbelief when we called because Cleo, which is the dog's name, had run away 10 years ago.
Unbelievable.
The Humane Society said Cleo's family never lost hope and continued to update her microchip in the small hopes that they would be reunited even after they moved from Tampa Bay to Miami. Luis's family drove to Tampa Bay where with the emotional reunion with Cleo. This shows the power and importance of microchips and to never lose hope.
Oh, I love that.
So, that's amazing.
And I have a picture.
I wonder.
There you go. But I'll put it on the social media.
Oh, baby.
I wonder if that family missed her so much that they used to just write letters to Cleo.
And it might be.
Daryl's throwing rocks tonight. He's on red hot fire.
Yes, yeah. Yep.
I love your wows. Both of you. I love your wows every week. But microchip, it really is so important. Because, you know, how many years ago? 20, 30 years ago, that dog would be...
Gonzo.
Yep, Gonzo.
Yeah.
Fiona has a microchip.
Yep, so does Linus. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, I want to put microchips in people.
I don't think that's really that bad. The only dog that I've ever had was Tila that didn't. I don't know why I never got her microchipped. I just didn't ever happen. But
luckily she didn't run away.
Right.
Exactly. That's great.
Didn't we get that at coronavirus injection time? Didn't we get microchipped?
Oh, yeah. I know where you are all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
God, I'm so boring. Whoever's tracking me, I hope they're sleeping good at night.
You'd be like, she's sleeping again.
Once again, it's our people up there taking care of us.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
In the simulation?
The simulation
people. I'll do my wow.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So my wow, for those of you who are new to the program, is my well of wisdom, which is true crime rules. And I would like to present a question to both of you.
Mm-hmm. Which rule is this?
What?
Which rule is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's true crime rule number 12.
Okay.
You know what's a real boner shrinker, guys?
What?
You know, you're out dating and it's hard to find the right person. And sometimes people have bad habits and they're just like, maybe they're rude. Maybe they don't tip the waiter. Maybe their hygiene isn't great. Maybe they kill their own kids.
What?
Come on.
Don't date those guys.
No. Oh.
Come on. Chris Watts is like, I'm working out all the time. And look, I got a girlfriend. Da-da-da-da-da. You know what? She's going to like you even less once you kill your family.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you just get your shit together, get a divorce, don't kill anybody.
No. Mm-hmm.
Just don't do it. And then lady people that kill their own kids, have you heard of such a thing?
Yes.
It happens, Diane Downs.
Right.
You know why? Because she wanted to get some cock at work.
Right.
Boner shrinker.
The guy didn't care after that. He's like, shooty, hungry
like the wolf. No, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm blocking your ass. And she's like, oh, no. And then Susan Smith, she's like, I'm depressed. I have postpartum depression. I'm not saying it's not real. I'm saying don't drown your kids.
Right.
You're an asshole.
If you're not feeling good, talk to somebody.
That's right.
Yeah. Let your kids have a life. And yeah.
Yeah, it's not funny. I feel bad for the kids. Of course, that's not what this is about.
No,
bad choices.
I actually never put the two together, but now I know.
I wasn't
going to do it anyways, but I didn't know it was a boner shrinker, and now I do.
Yeah. So let's say, God forbid, you and Daryl break up. You go on Tinder, Bumbo, or whatever the hell is happening
Bumbo?
Out there.
Bumbo.
Whatever. And the twinger.
We call it Gumbo.
Yes. What's the gay one? Grindr. Yeah, E. We don't have time for the E. We're just going to it.
Yeah, grind R.
None of those people really like kid killers, especially
no.
when you kill your own. Oh. So, word to the wise, guys. If you don't like your kids, or if you don't want to have kids, don't have kids. Give them to somebody that wants them who isn't a jerk.
Yeah.
And... don't kill your kids.
I tried to put my kids up for adoption when some of them were 12.
And it's a kindness.
Yeah, it is. It was just nice.
It could have gone a lot worse.
I was going to say, you know, guys, also don't be afraid. Women do like men with kids.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know,
obviously.
I lucked out. I got a beautiful wife. I came into the relationship with 5 kids, and she's still with me.
I like the kids better than I like him.
Yeah, she does. But it's good because then she plays with him. I'm like, yeah, I've had him for a while. So you go play.
Right. But if you got to have a little baggage, I would rather you have some kids than a record.
True.
Oh, yeah, true that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a really, really great lesson, Shelley.
Baggage to be alive and not visit them at the graveyard.
Indeed.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I like that, Shell. That was a good wow.
Thank you.
You always have the best advice, I tell you. I live by it.
It's sad that I have to tell people this.
It's so sad.
I tell you what,
I have not gone through a Rocky Mountain Park alone for a long time since
I got...
I have killed nary a child of mine.
Oh, shit.
Phew, I'm so glad you said that one.
Okie doke. Well, my wow today is about our show, and it's about the song Photography.
Because your main thing, your wow, is music.
My thing is music.
Yes.
Yes, yes, that Shel gave me. So today's song came out in 1983. It's a song by the English rock band Def Leppard and produced by Robert John Mutt Lange.
Oh, Muddy.
Oh, Mutt.
He was Shania Twain's husband.
Yes, he is. It is the lead single from the band's studio album Paranoia. Their lead vocalist, Joe Elliott, has described the song as generally about something you cannot get your hands on.
Oh, so like, in the song, wasn't it, it seemed like an object of his affection, like something he could never have.
Yeah, well, they kind of used the Marilyn Monroe look to it, like, you know, nobody could get near
her. I want to touch you.
It's such a great song.
Yes.
Well, thank you for that.
But that's my well. I thought it'd be kind of cool to go with the origin of what the song.
Yeah. So you guys are becoming more topical.
Like an ointment. Why do you think my skin looks so good?
There's so much wisdom that we had to dig a well.
Oh my gosh. Hopefully we got a bunch of new listeners that came to listen to Amber Braxton because she was on, because she has so many followers. Follow her on social media. So next month she makes $30.
Yeah.
And
that girl needs the money. We need to help her.
Yeah. Follow us on all of our social medias that are going to get better because her niece is going to help me.
Yeah. We're going to learn it.
Also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or any podcast you listen to.
Yep.
And join Patreon so you can see me and Shelley did a little song and dance.
There's extra content.
Yes.
There was a Sesame Street musical.
There was.
I was out of the room.
Yeah, Daryl does not. I know. Well, Daryl's going to have to watch it later when he edits it. And he's going to be like,
the witches will play.
Yep. He's going to get those like big old editing scissors. Chop, chop, chop.
Click, click, hit the floor.
He's like, remember that whole thing that you said about that extra content?
Oh, goodness. Man. Thank you for joining us again. That was really a pleasure. Thank you to Amber for joining us. You are just a marvelous human being. You guys will be doing yourselves a favor when you start following her and seeing her beautiful art. Oh, and while you're at that, why don't you stay witchy, my friend?
Stay bitchy.